God. Look at you. Oh, sweetheart. Oh. Come here and give me a hug. Oh, you. I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? You're no longer a baby. But you still have your dimples, which I'm very happy to see. Come on. Oh, this is so weird. In a good way, of course, but it's just like, oh my God, when did I last see you? 7 years, oh my God. Oh, don't, you made me feel ancient. How are you? I can see you look so good. And I don't mean that in a weird way, I just mean I'm glad that you look happy. Which is what you deserve. And exactly what I expect from someone so resourceful. Yes, Mr. All-Nighter. You'd come in and you'd just be like, by the way, I did this all last night, sorry. No shame, no excuses, just, yeah, sorry. See, this is the part where I'm supposed to be an amazing teacher and say, no, you should work hard and take the time to do your project, but honestly, if you get it done, you get it done. And also, I just can't stand the excuses. My second uncle died for the second time. My aunt's caught on fire. It's like, okay, okay. Like, it's okay if you didn't at the last minute or need an extension. I'm not gonna bite your head off. Just don't with the... The dragon came and... Although a dragon appearing would probably be a great reason not to do anything. I'm so glad you emailed. Of course, and I also appreciate you using my form of communication because I do not have the snippy snap, the ticky talk, any of that. So thank you for not admonishing me for living, you know, in the 20th century instead of the one we actually live in. Because technology scares me. But honestly, technology should be scared of me. I'm very scary. I once decimated an interactive whiteboard. I do not fear technology. Or at least not as much as it should fear me. So, how's work? Well, no, Mr. Big Brains. Didn't I tell you? Because I think I told you. And you're all floppy and depressed on my desk going, I can't. I know you were 18 and a baby, it's understandable. Because everyone's a flailing baby when they're 18. That's because you didn't know me when I was 18. I was all spotty and emaciated, and I don't have time to eat, must study. Ridiculous. By the way, what are we drinking? No, my train. It doesn't matter if you ask me, I'm older. Okay, you insist. Fine, but I'll get the next one. Well, I assume you didn't use an inferior form of technology just to see me once, did you? Bless you and your use of email. I think I'm going to have a very large and creamy beer. Because I am not sophisticated, as you will soon learn. So, are you married? Girlfriend? I don't believe that. Stop. There will be no self-pity at this table, thank you very much. You can have a girlfriend, like... No pity party at my table. Have you ever considered that you actually have to go outside to meet people? I might remember some, asocial behavior on your part. Well, for one, you were a hermit, and you barely made eye contact with anyone in the class. Except for me, obviously. I think you were trying to charm your way into a higher grade. You think you're the first boy who tried that? Absolutely not. I know, if you want to charm me, you'll have to come up with something way more original. I'm sure you'll find a way. Hi, could we please get, Excuse me, what did I say? I would like a formal apology since I have essentially just dragged you to my house. Oh, you helped me, didn't you? I wasn't really feeling the help. Don't be silly. Come on, couch is this way. Be careful. You sit there, I'll take your shoes off. Stop saying sorry. It was me that kept buying you beers. You're not embarrassing, you're... You're quite cute, actually. I made no secret about that. I always liked your little dimples. Because you were adorable and I wasn't creeping on you, I just thought, oh, little baby. And what exactly is wrong with being a little baby? Babies are adorable. Oh, what if you don't want to be seen as a baby? Oh. Well, too bad. You're a baby, and you're adorable. And exactly how many beers did you have? It's okay, you're just drunk. Because you wouldn't be kissing such an old lady if you... Okay, knock it off now. Because you're just being silly and flirty and full of beer. Yes, you are, honey. It's okay. You are adorable. I just don't want to take advantage of you. Because regardless of genders, it's creepy. Okay, yes, you've said that I'm not creeping on you, but can you understand where my... objections might be coming from? I don't think you're ugly. I think you are adorable and handsome and... I know you're in your late 20s, I know, but I'm also 40 and this... I didn't say I was middle-aged, I'm just saying... Excuse me, could you stop trying to distract me with neck kisses? You're kind of making me feel more lightheaded than the beer. Going to need verbal consent. Yes. You're absolutely positively. Apparently you can. Bedroom's that way. Be honest, you just want to touch my boobs. I mean, I don't blame you, they are pretty nice. I'm a freak. Glad you noticed. Teach you more things about my body. Oh, since you're a fast learner. Yes, please. Yes, please, what? Can you do three things at once? Suck. Play. Run. Oh. It helps you reach deeper. You know about bass. You know about being gentle. Before you're not. I'm sorry, I'm all sweaty. That's good. Good boy.
Mm-hmm.